And we are sitting at 72 degrees, fair sky for the most part out there right now. Humidity is at 88%, wind out of the southwest at 5, barometer 29.89 inches. And we have a studio full of guests this morning. We have members of the cast of Spotlight Productions, Young Frankenstein. And we start things off over here and have you introduce yourself and the character.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Tim Spettle. My character in this show is Ziggy, who is also known as the village idiot. So I get to be the comic relief in a comedy.
There you go. Somebody's got to be. Right. All right.
My name is Tess Tranel, and I will be playing Elizabeth Benning, which is Dr. Frankenstein's adorable madcap fiance, who's very stuck up and thinks she is just the hot stuff. So she's a fun character to play.
All right.
And I am Frankie Bright, and I am playing Frederick Frankenstein, but he liked to say Frankenstein. It's a evil scientist that follows in the footsteps of his grandfather, Victor, in creating a monster.
And speaking of monsters.
Morning, my name is Jason Sievert, and I am playing said monster. So far, it's been a joy working with everybody.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the show and when people can go and so on and so forth. Now, based on the classic Mel Brooks movie, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Frankie's part played by Gene Wilder.
Yeah, and that's been a joy to dive into a character that was played by such a wonderful and well-known actor in Gene Wilder. But like you said, based on the 1974 comedy film of Mel Brooks, horror film, you know, but it's based on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, like a sequel to that.
Right.
So,
almost a parody of it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. A little, if things had gone just a little different, this mm-hmm. is how it might have gone. And Tess, your character, was it Madeline Kahn?
I am not sure.
In the movie? Yes, I believe
it was. So.
I think it was Madeline Kahn, right?
Correct.
So how many, Tim, you've been involved with Spotlight Productions for a while. What about the rest of you guys? How long have you been involved?
I've been involved for the last 13 years. It's an interesting story, actually. I don't have any theater background prior to Spotlight Productions. I tried it out kind of on a whim because my oldest daughter, Madeline, really, really is the musical theater person, followed by my next daughter, Lydia. But started out with Madeline. She did a show with Spotlight Productions 14 years ago now. And I thought, the second time came around and she wanted to do the next show, which was Fiddler on the Roof. But what the heck, I should try it out. So I auditioned and was cast as the rabbi in Fiddler on the Roof. And I've been doing it ever since. Okay. I love the camaraderie and all the things that go into putting on a show.
Yes?
I have also been in Spotlight for a while. I was in shows with Maddie, so judging off of that 14 years, I think I've been a part of Spotlight for like 16 or 17 years now. I started off when I was like 8 years old and kind of did it every year until I left for college. And I am the choir teacher at the high school now, so I'm back in West Bend and happy to be back a part of Spotlight.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is only my second year in Spotlight. I didn't show up till last year with Newsies, and I'm so happy that I did because I've never had such an experience with such great people and such professional rehearsals, and just the overall feeling of the entire company is wonderful. It doesn't compare to anything else I've ever done before.
I've been with Spotlight for, I think this makes 10 years now, roughly. Usually I can be found in the pit orchestra playing the drums. That's how I kind of got roped in, and I just fell in love with the people and everything to do with the theater. Like Tim, I had no real background before doing anything with Spotlight, and I just love it.
All right. And for people who don't know, Spotlight is a volunteer-based community theater group. Nobody's getting paid out there. You guys are all just in it for the fun of it, right? Mm-hmm.
For the love of theater.
Yes, exactly. Sir.
And all right, let's see. Let's talk about performances and where people can get tickets, that kind of stuff.
Sure. Performances are actually this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 1:30?
1.
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then next weekend, the 11th, 12th, and 13th at the same times, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 1.
All right, and tickets are available?
Yep, they are $18 for general admission and $12 for student and seniors. The discounted tickets, though, are only available in person. You can get them online at wbspotlight.com or in person at Westbury Bank in downtown West Bend or at the door.
All right. Sounds good. And now, from what I understand, this was toned down just a little bit to make it more family friendly. Would that be correct?
No, yeah, it totally was. Some of the things that we've, I think, all get to say and do have been taken out to some extent. I have secretly kept in some of them, not through words, but maybe through expressions with my hands or my face. So I guess watch for those little things. But overall, this show is still amazing. There's still so much to laugh about within the entire performance.
I think the little bit of a cleanup of some of the more risque parts of the script are done in very good taste also. You don't lose any of the meaning of the original show, and some of the things that they maybe hyped up a little bit for Broadway are just toned back a little bit to make it a little bit more family-friendly.
Sure.
Yeah, think of it a la Shrek. You know, so Shrek has a number of things in the movie that when you watch closely, you know what's going on and you laugh out loud. Same thing is going to happen with this show.
Gotcha. All right. So what do you do when you're not acting?
When I'm not acting, I work in information technology for J.F. Ahern Company in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Okay. And Tess, you mentioned.
Yes. This is my second year teaching at the high school as the choir teacher. So I actually have Frankie. I had him last year, and I have him for his senior year this year. And another interesting dynamic is that in the show, I'm engaged to Dr. Frankenstein, but in real life, I'm engaged to Frankie's older brother, Charlie.
Really?
So that's been kind of a fun dynamic to play.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're pretty much used to it by now. But outside of theater, I go to school. I'm still a minor. But other than that, I work at Texas Roadhouse, and outside of theater, I do more theater. So yeah. That's pretty much my life.
And you're also one of our high school correspondents we should mention for West Bend Schools.
Right, too. Yeah, we got another one week from now.
So. Yeah, so... So I see you on a pretty regular basis
right.
at this point.
Exactly.
So, all right, and Jason?
Outside of theater, I actually work as a machinist down in Milwaukee for Douglas Dynamics. We make snow and ice control equipment, snow plows and salt spreaders and things like that.
Oh, so probably gearing up pretty significantly at this point.
Actually, right now, it's kind of funny. We're sort of winding down a little bit. Our busiest time is all summer long. We are just making plows and spreaders and everything like crazy as people are buying them in preparation for next winter.
Ah, okay. Which will, even though it's hard to believe it's 72 degrees on October 1st, mm-hmm. it will be winter at some point.
Winter is coming.
So, all right. What else is important for people to know about the show?
I mean, I think just that with all the hard work that we've all put in, this is something we're all very passionate about and something that's not just for us. We want to give a good performance to everybody who comes to see it. We want to make them laugh. We want to make them emote any sort of feeling because that's one of the greatest feelings that I can think of being on stage. If you get any sort of reaction, that's what you like to see. We want people leaving with a smile on their face.
All right. Sounds good. And let's give them information one more time about performances and tickets. And, of course, we should mention it is at the Silver Lining Arts Center.
It is at the Silver Lining Arts Center at West Bend High Schools. And, again, tickets are available at wbspotlight.com. Shows are October 4th, 5th, and 6th this weekend. And Friday and Saturday is 7:30. Sunday at 1 p.m. And it is also the following weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Again, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 1.
All right. Sounds good. And I think we're actually going to give away a couple pair of tickets on the air later on so people can tune in, win some tickets, and we'll do that too. So Again, anything else from anybody?
Other than maybe just a quick brief shout-out, Spotlight Productions has been in West Bend doing shows for 35 years now. And as you mentioned, Rick, it's an entirely volunteer organization. Nobody is being paid for this. They're doing it out of the love. One of the things that I really want to highlight about Spotlight, though, is that it is theater for families. So kids and their parents, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, we've had all those different relationships do shows together, and we highly encourage that to happen. So in my case, when my daughter auditioned for the show, they encouraged me to audition as well. And, in fact, then they also recruited my wife, Michelle, to be the set designer. So it truly became a family affair.
All right.
I was actually lucky enough at one point to have three generations of my family on stage. My mother and my niece were in the cast for Fiddler on the Roof a number of years ago, and I was playing the constable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah, all right. Well, again, thank you all very much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. Frankie, you going to go back home and go back to bed?
I wish. No, but I got to get some homework done.
All right. Again, I want to thank members of the cast of Young Frankenstein and Spotlight Productions, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.